What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your Sports Bros here. Rob, that's me. Big Six right over there.
With, right here.
How about the Super Bowl, by the way, being an absolute ass-kicking, and it's the highest, that's the most watched TV program of all time.
Yeah. We'll get to that in our next seggy.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk about it with you. I watched it.
I did too. I just would have thought with the blowout nature of it and
maybe, everybody watches the Super Bowl.
And maybe the halftime not being for everyone. I just didn't think that was going to break a record. But indeed, here we are again.
Do women talk more than men? We will have that in the club. And the stunning Ozempic side effect that's hitting Americans.
Oh, besides Ozempic face? Yeah. Oh, 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 Ozempic, you know. I can't believe, like, I know that some people love that, but, like, I know people that are on that and they say they're nauseous, like, 24-7.
Have you heard of the latest side effect?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, well, they may want to listen.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding.
It just blows my mind.
It's bad.
We had a friend that was doing this, and she was like, yeah, I'm not losing a bunch of weight on it, but I'm nauseous all the time. And I'm like, well, that sounds like an
That's
awesome
what you want. That's what you want.
Yeah, how are you losing weight? I can't eat. Why? I'm nauseous
all the time. Curbs your cravings. You never feel hungry.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Eliminates food noise, they say.
I guess if you're just sick all the time, yeah, sounds awesome.
Well, as I like to say, we're all just about one stomach bug away from our ideal weight.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
every
one of us has had the flu before, and then when you go back to work, you look in the mirror, you're like,
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, look at this.
And then you stay on that train for a while, like, okay, all right, I'm going to lean into this.
I'm going to use this to jumpstart something here. Yeah.
A month later, you're all fat, sick, again.
You go to one buffet, and you're like, and that's gone. Turns out that's not real weight loss.
So that's our club, 6-7. Up next, we will talk about the Super Bowl ratings, Aaron Rodgers' next team odds, and the Mavs tossing a fan for a sign.
Tossed a couple fans.
A couple fans, yeah.
Jimmy Dolan apparently in charge of PR down there with the Dallas Mavericks.
It's getting bad in Dallas. Yeah. Right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victoricos.com.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Number five.
Well, the Ducks play Northwestern tonight on The Fan after us.
Got a five-game loser going on right now?
Yeah, they're not very good this year. But
Lunardi's bracketology came out today, though. They're still supposed to be an 8 seed as it stands.
Okay.
For the beginning of the year, they were rolling. Remember, they beat Alabama, which I think. Is Bama 1 or 2 now?
Bama's in the top 3. Well, they might be 1 because Auburn lost and Duke lost.
Auburn, Bama are 1 and 2. It sounds like a football thing, but they're 1 and 2 and they're playing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they beat Bama and, you know, they were rolling for a while. And then,
well, they had a really good tournament. Wherever that tournament was, they played great.
And the wheels.
Was that NIL tournament where there was all that money on the table?
Yeah, was that Vegas?
I think it was Vegas.
And now, I mean, ever since they've been...
Well, it turns out the Big Ten schedule...
It's tough.
It's kind of hard.
But, you know, it's also really boring. Much like football. Like, Northwestern cares.
Well, the game's at 8 o'clock tonight at Matthew Knight.
How many people will be there?
7. 8 o'clock on a Tuesday? Come on.
Lanning going?
Against Northwestern? No, Dan Lanning's not showing up.
Although I do think that this weekend they are honoring the Ducks Big Ten football championship at halftime of the Big Ten.
Oh, okay. You know when they're not doing it? Tuesday night against Northwestern.
You know who they're playing this weekend?
Yeah.
Rutgers.
Nice.
Dude. Well, anyway, make sure you tune in. Oregon-Northwestern tonight on The Fan.
Yeah, you know, if you're not going to the game, you know, you got it right here on The Fan.
For some reason, the Raptors actually want Brandon Ingram.
I am not, obviously, the Danny Meringue of this station. Someone needs to explain to me what
you know
the
who
Toronto
is the Danny Meringue of this station?
Dusty Hera.
Danny Meringue.
Can he explain what exactly the Raptors are doing?
Well, they just traded for him. Now he signs a 3-year, $120 million extension in Toronto.
So you just signed a worse version of your best player in the middle of a rebuild and gave up a first for it?
Yeah, Brandon Ingram is like the quintessential NBA
hollow
guy who's like really freaking, like, he's awesome, but he's
nothing.
Not awesome. Like, there's nothing, he's just hollow.
Yes.
He can
get you buckets, but he never helps you win.
Yeah, he's just kind of
Number three.
Enjoy it, Toronto. And he's worth $120 million.
Ohio State needs a defensive coordinator. They are talking to a very unlikely name.
They need a lot of coaches. That coaching staff got gutted.
Former Lions head coach and Patriots assistant Matt Patricia.
Yeah. And boy, believe me, Ohio State fan is all kinds of pissy about that one.
He hasn't worked at the college level since being a grad assistant at Syracuse in 2003. He was on the Eagles staff, but that was 2023 when the Eagles melted down and he was not brought back.
Yeah, and he was a terrible...
He sucks. Everywhere he goes, he sucks.
He was good in New England?
Yeah, because of Bill Belichick. Like, what?
I don't know, he brings a pencil to the table.
What is happening? And...
Former rocket scientist.
Doesn't he have an old sexual assault thing hanging over him?
Does he?
I think he does. Remember, it came up when he was the Lions head coach. Because they're like, why are you hiring this guy?
I do not remember that, but I suppose.
Look
at Matt Patricia rumors. I don't know. Maybe accusations.
Why'd you think it was a rumor?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Closer Kenley Jansen is headed to the Angels. 1 year, $10 million.
Yeah, that's the final piece in with the Angels.
1996, one count of aggravated sexual assault.
Was he convicted?
Indicted?
He's indicted. I just like that. Look at everything the Dodgers did, and then the Angels matched it with bring us Kenley Jansen.
Well, Jansen, you know, he's fourth all-time in saves. Yeah. He only needs 31 to pass the great Lee Smith. He is 37 at this point.
Don't if you're the Angels, don't you have to actually be ahead in the ninth inning?
That might be the problem.
Saves? Is Mike Trout ever going to play again?
I don't know. But we're the baseball show. You should stick around. We'll tell you.
Well, then Mike Trout, like last year, he was coming back and then he got hurt again. And
he's always hurt now.
Yeah, I feel like we're in the Ken Griffey Jr. portion of his career.
Also, 37, Clayton Kershaw is returning to the Dodgers for 18th season.
Yeah.
And Ty France, former Mariner great, He has signed with the Minnesota Twins.
Oh. Ty France, one-time All-Star. Ty France.
Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
Oh, I'm looking at Mike Trout.
Number
he
one.
Has played since 2020,
number
53, 36, 119, 82, and 29.
Oh, my God. So this year he's on pace for seven? God.
It's not trending in the right direction.
The Saints filled the final NFL coaching vacancy. They hire Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. He inherits a team that is $54 million over the cap. Word is he may be eyeing Brandon Staley as defensive coordinator and a spot on his staff for former teammate and ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, well, hopefully they give him a little... they give him a little time and have some patience. First-year head coach, worst cap situation in the NFL, a quarterback room that offers nothing. This is gonna be a bit of a bumpy ride, I think, for Kellen Moore. And I think it says something that the Cliff Kingsbury's of the world, the Joe Brady's of the world, the Mike McCarthy's of the world all looked at that job and went, meh.
I wouldn't want that job. Well, I mean, I would.
I mean, it's probably paying him, what, $6-7 million a year guaranteed for however many years, and that's why you take it. But make no mistake about it, of the open jobs, this was the worst job.
Victor Rico's Mexican food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. The numbers are in. That's next on The Fan. All right, the Super Bowl ratings are in.
Turns out, people like the Super Bowl.
It's just crazy, these numbers. Yeah. Second straight year, the Super Bowl has reached a record audience. They averaged 127.7 million viewers.
Gosh, what did it peak at during the halftime show?
130. Well, actually, the game peaked at 137.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 137.7.
Yeah.
That was in the second quarter.
Okay.
And they said it was a 133 for what's his nuts?
Kendrick Lamar.
Good old what's his nuts.
So I just love everyone that's saying that's the worst thing ever. And, you know, apparently 130 plus million would disagree. I also love, too, that somewhere Drake was sitting there knowing that 133 million people are watching him get crapped on the largest audience in TV history.
To be fair, probably only like 60 million understood that he was getting crapped
on. That's
true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very, I mean, that's generous.
And that might be generous. 20 million?
See where Stephen A. Smith said he would divorce Serena Williams.
Why?
Because, you know, Serena Williams was Drake's ex, and she went out and danced with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, he's saying that Alex Ohanian, the Reddit guy who's Serena's hubby, should be pissed.
Yeah, Stephen A. said if that was his wife, he would divorce her on
the
spot.
You shouldn't go out there and dance for your ex to help him in his rap.
Why do we care what Stephen A. Smith says?
Because he might be our next president.
Yeah, they're saying that he's...
So he's like a conservative pundit now?
Well, he's a Democratic centrist, I think, is kind of what they're saying. So
yeah.
He could be the left's Trump.
Oh, which he's our Trump?
He's our Trump.
I think that's right.
Yeah. They say he's a hot political candidate on the left.
And they're serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he goes on Fox News a lot and like...
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And like his whole podcast now is not really a sports podcast. He's trying to grow beyond whatever the hell he's doing on ESPN.
All right. Well, good for him. I'll continue to not listen to him.
It's probably
your president.
Best.
Does anything ever rival that number? Like, you get 120 million? Like,
it's not even close.
Is there anything that could come close to, like, half of the country?
I have said many times that Jesus could come down and give an interview, and I don't think he gets 130 million people.
No, it's not even close. It wouldn't, because there's a lot of knees out there.
A lot of non-believers, and people be like, oh, it's not true, and they'd be like, oh, I'll catch the highlights of it.
But can you think of anything that would rival, that could, I mean,
the only
I
thing
can't
I
even
think
of.
If, like, I mean, and this is going to be just awful. Honestly, and I'm dead serious, I think the only thing that could draw 138 million people is like if
a catastrophe.
Well, like, what did, like, I mean, this sounds morbid, but the 9/11 coverage day?
Across all platforms.
What was it? Do you know?
I'll bet you.
Because everyone was watching.
I'm guessing
the thing is it wasn't one moment of coverage because it was just ongoing after the thing happened.
That's true.
I do think something like, you know, like the moon landing. Let's say we were going to go to freaking Mars. I don't think anyone would watch more than the Super Bowl, but like an event that's timed around one specific time is kind of what you need.
See, that's the, but I'll bet you during 9/11, or the moments after that, I'm guessing more than 138 million people tuned
turn on
in
their TVs.
Because it was every ESPN was running it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I first saw it, was on ESPN. But as a one standalone program, there is nothing that could compare to that. And the only thing that could get a total audience like that would be if, you know, if there was a terrorist attack and someone nuked, you know, a city or something like that.
According to internet, almost 80 million viewers viewed either primetime broadcasts or cable TV news on the day of the attack. That's shockingly low.
How many?
80 million.
Boy, that really...
Is it because a lot of people were already at work when it happened?
Yeah, maybe.
Boy, that is...
But that seems really low. I feel like everyone was watching, which just stopped what they were doing and watching TV.
Yeah, they're saying the Apollo moon landing, and again, across multiple networks, they're estimating between 125 and 140.
There we go.
And that's across every... Think about that. 1969 across every network, and the Super Bowl on Fox just, in theory, beat that because they're just guessing.
Yeah. Did they put streaming numbers in the Super Bowl?
Yes. This because they... The whole across all platforms, that included Tubi and Fubo and stuff like that.
So this is from last year, so we don't have this year's Super Bowl, but the most watched broadcast, so we have Apollo moon landing, right? Which is probably now 2 compared to this Super Bowl. So Super Bowl is number 1, Apollo in number 2, and then 3 through 12 are Super Bowls, and then Richard Nixon's resignation speech.
Ah, okay.
That was 110. Couple more Super Bowls. Mass series finale, 105. That comes in at 16.
Al Capone's vault.
Couple more Super Bowls. There's the Michael Jackson Super Bowl halftime show. That was 102.
This says Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, 108 million.
Really?
And that's just nationally or worldwide?
That's
though?
worldwide.
Just on Netflix.
Because someone else points out on the text line, like the World Cup would do a better number.
Yes.
Like the World Cup final. But
that, again, that's world.
Yeah,
that's
worldwide.
This is just in the United States. OJ Simpson's police pursuit. That again crossed multiple, but that got 95.
That's a good one.
And then everything else is the Super Bowl.
Wow, 95 million?
Yeah, 95 million.
So more people watched OJ than 9/11.
But again, I mean, it's because everyone was at home in front of their TVs. That thing happened during, like, what, an NBA Finals game? Like, right in prime time?
I think
like
that was
5,
Rockets.
6 o'clock?
I was at a pool hall, and we were, and that came on. And again, everyone in the bar, everyone in the pool hall just immediately stopped. And it was, that was huge.
What the OJ verdict? I feel like the OJ verdict would have been a big one.
The only actual program on here is Roots, Part 8 from 1977.
Really?
Yeah. Old Kuta Kente. That got 100 million people on ABC. That's the only one that's in the top 25. Everything else is the Super Bowl or...
Well, you said MASH too, right?
Yeah, that's true. Never mind. MASH. MASH is in there. So there's
the MASH finale.
The MASH finale. So there's 2 scheduled programming, MASH series finale and Roots. Everything else is either the Super Bowl or a news story. Like, I would have thought the Kennedy assassination, but maybe there weren't enough TVs kind of back then. Maybe that was more of a sit around the radio sort of thing.
There are about 1 million people expected at the Philadelphia parade on Friday.
Yeah.
Philly School District has canceled school.
Well, that's cool.
Awesome.
As they should. I think that's kind of the
that's
standard
you,
now.
I don't know. Kansas I mean, City I went to a bunch that. In the Bay Area and that never happened.
KC did that.
Yeah. When my daughter was in Chicago, when the Cubs won, she was going to school and they told she was working and they said that if you don't come to work, you're fired. And everyone like resigned. Everyone she was at a sushi restaurant.
Good luck running your restaurant.
Yeah. And they were just, everyone was like, what are you going to do? And everyone,
nice.
I told her, I said, just leave. I said, they won't fire you. And even if they do, oh, well, screw it. And I think they said at the time that was the largest parade, 5 million people went to that thing in Chicago when the Cubbies won the World Series. And she said, I want to say it was like 2 days after, because they did call her and say, don't bother coming back in. And then I think 2 or 3 days later, they called back and were like, can you come back to work? Because everyone
left. Power in numbers, man.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to remember? Like, if you're in Philly,
totally.
If you don't give your kid the day off of school, like if you think that a random day in the middle of the school year is more important than your kid going to experience something like that, you got your...
Well, he just said they let out the school.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone should do that because everyone wouldn't be there anyways.
How many people at the parade do you think... Now, take kids out of it.
Mm-hmm.
How many people at the parade did not see the game?
Oh. I think if you're going to the parade, I'm going to say the vast majority.
Yeah, if you're in Philly and that's your team.
I'll bet you the Philly TV number was probably like 60-something.
Like, is there anyone at the parade like, who won? What is this? What's going on?
Well, I'll bet you there are some people are that walk out and are like, wait, what's going on?
I'm reading that that Cubs parade drew the seventh largest parade attendance in the history of the world, including pilgrimages in India and the death, like the papal gathering in the Philippines and things like that.
What's number one?
Number one is Kumbh Mela pilgrimage India in 2013 drew 30 million people.
Good Lord.
Got a long way to go, Cubs.
And then the Arbaeen Festival in Iraq, number two, 2014, 17 million people came to that.
And are they saying, was I right? Was it 5 million in Chicago?
5 million in Chicago.
Yeah. They were at the park there, and my daughter said she'd never seen anything like it. I mean, 5 million people?
A Rod Stewart concert in Brazil drew 3.5 million.
The photos of that are unbelievable.
Yeah. Jeez.
Can you imagine being Rod Stewart? You're one guy.
One guy.
3.5 million people?
You're not even the Beatles, man. Like,
yeah, but you're Rod freaking Stewart. Okay, you got your big package out there. You're just strutting around. Like, how good does that make you feel? 3.5 million?
How is that the number one for one event drawing musical act of all time? Like, single one off.
I think the story of that was it was right on the beach or something, right? And yeah, so it was endless. People just showed up and just kept going and going and going.
My buddy was, he had just started to work with them, but Metallica got to play Russia when the Soviet Union fell. I think Billy Joel might have been the first one to do it. I'm not sure which one. It was Billy Joel, or I don't remember if he was the first or second, but Metallica played a concert. I believe it was at an old Russian military base, and I want to say they said it was like 1.5 million or something or other. Said you can't imagine. And there's photos of it. It's just, it's a sea of people that you just, I don't know if, as an artist, what you ever...
Does that make you, I mean, do you get nervous?
I don't know.
Look at all these people.
Yeah, I mean...
I got to do an extra hip thrust or two tonight.
I mean, at that point, like, if you're in the back of a crowd, I mean, I've seen the photos of the Metallica crowd. Now, five times that in Brazil for Rod Stewart, is there a difference between, like, playing for... after a certain point, does it not matter? Because, like...
Probably not.
Does it just seem like a bunch of ants? You just get the masses out there?
He probably can't even... I mean, he can't see them all.
You can't see, right? You just...
You see the same faces down up front.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, that guy again.
Have you ever been to anything that's...
3.5 million?
No. Have you ever been to anything that's even, I mean, close to that?
I was at, I mean, I don't even know how many people. Well, okay, so real quick. They were saying that show was at Copacabana Beach in Rio, and it was free. But they say it was 1994, Rod Stewart. But they say a lot of people were there just to see the fireworks. So it was one of those, again, it's just like everybody piles down to the beach.
Yeah.
And then
there happens to be Rod Stewart.
And Rod Stewart's playing.
The photo is...
It's nuts.
It looks fake.
Nuts. But 3.5 million people is still, that's insane.
Yeah.
But along those lines, I was in New York City for 4th of July once.
Yeah.
And it was cool. We left our hotel and walked down to whatever it is, where they have them on the barge there.
On one of the rivers.
On the river. And yeah, everybody piles down to the water. So it was just a mass of humanity sitting there waiting for the fireworks.
Mm.
And then walking back, I've never felt so claustrophobic in my life.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Oh, I can only imagine. Did you have an idea of how many?
No, I don't. I can look at it. I mean, I think they still do it to this day. So I would imagine there's a number on it.
Because
they just do it every 4th of July down there. And tons of people go out there. Yeah. But it's not like 3.5 million people.
When we were in Japan a couple years ago, there's a big fireworks. It's their 4th of July. I forget what the festival is, but it's basically their 4th of July. And they didn't do it for a couple years because of COVID, and then it took a little bit. And so we went the year that it started back up. And I think they said it was like 800,000 people showed up to it. And that was the biggest thing I've ever been to. And it was insane. Like, I couldn't contemplate the number. It's insane. And then we saw it in the paper, and they were estimating about 800,000. And I'm trying to wrap my head around what that would look like. And then if you triple it or whatever, like, It just that doesn't seem like that's possible.
I was wrong. They're saying $3 million for the New York City fireworks show.
Oh, so you have?
So it was.
Yeah,
I mean,
you have seen something like that.
Well, but there's all the buildings and stuff, so you can't really see all those people.
Yeah, it's kind of it's not like because the Brazil photo.
Yeah,
on the
you
beach,
can see
it's
them.
Just, you see it all.
The aerial is just insane. Yeah. And I'm sure the aerial of the 4th of July fireworks in New York City is insane, too. But you can't really tell because there's a bunch of buildings. Yeah. But it was, I mean, it was just wall-to-wall people.
It's insanity.
It was crazy.
It's insane. 3+ million people all crammed together. And then the fact that nothing really bad happens for the most part of those things is amazing.
Yeah.
You would just think with that many people crammed together, you know, something eventually, you know. Go set someone off.
Probably caught COVID.
Probably.
Super spreader event. You
something.
Know?
But, I would assume that, yeah, that is...
but you know.
That's probably one of those super spreader events.
All right, well...
Hey, it's outdoors at least, right?
Great ratings for the Super Bowl.
Yes, for everyone that was saying
million.
that game didn't matter and people didn't care. And yeah, well, apparently the numbers would say otherwise.
Well, it's every year it just keeps going up and up.
Yeah. Well, just because there's nothing else. And there's nothing else... this live anymore, right? I mean, it's why sports is so big. It's TiVo proof. It's the one thing you have to watch while it's on.
Let's talk about a team that hates their fans. Coming up next, here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yeah, well, look, things are going poorly in Dallas, Texas.
It's not going good. Cowboy fan, Maverick fan, yeah. You know.
It's rough.
Anthony Davis played 2 quarters there and blew out a core muscle
after being awesome.
Yeah.
What
it was
be...
like the best first half like you could have, and then he's possibly done for the
year. He went for like 14-8-3 in the first quarter. He was great.
What is next? What could they possibly... How could we crap on Dallas sports fan worse?
Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys suck. I mean,
Corey Seager injury?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
something bad happens to SMU.
They have Ranger hope, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've been in the World Series like recently.
Yeah, but they weren't very good last year, were they? I don't think they were.
No,
took a step back.
They were not very good. Mm. Well, if it does anything for you, but like I know you don't care, but the Dallas Stars are good, but they always crap out.
Who's their best player?
Who'd be their best?
It had been Pavelski for a while. I don't know that it still
probably
is.
Jason Robertson.
Can we trade Jason Robertson to the Lakers?
Ottinger's their good goalie. Ship him.
Trade
out of town.
Ottinger. Anyway, two of the fans that were kicked out of the Dallas Mavericks arena last night during the loss to the Kings were holding large poster board signs that read "Fire Nico."
Yeah,
which of course is a reference to their GM Nico Harrison. And one of the men was seen mouthing "Fire Nico" on the arena video screens earlier in the game.
They ran them.
So they kicked them out.
They do like a karaoke sing-along, and they get fans ready to do it. So they handed him like a fake mic so he could do the song. And instead of mouthing the song, he just mouthed "Fire Nico," and they cut the feed immediately.
Yeah, dude, you want to talk about what a bunch of sensitive bitches that you are? I mean, this is the James Dolan, like Charles Oakley stuff. Like, who is the Carolina owner, right, does this, David Tepper.
Tepper, yeah.
Like, the moment you start trying to control fans, you lose an entire fan base. Like, this is...
Well, you just look so sensitive and petty.
Yes. And by the way, you can't control a fan base. You can't piss off a fan base and then win them back by some sort of iron-fisted rule. Like, how dumb do you have to be as an organization to engage in this? Because all you're doing, let's say, even if you let some people bring some signs in and some guy mousing, and let it go, and this is a non-story. But the moment you start kicking people out, now every national broadcast is talking about this. It's local news stories, and it's only going to encourage more fans to keep trying this crap. I mean, this is just...
A bunch of people were protesting.
Yeah,
outside the game.
Yep.
Mark Cuban was seen telling fans to sit the F down who were chanting "Fire Nico." Not a great look for him or them.
No.
I think it's weird. You know, everything's changed since Cuban sold his portion. I mean, these new owners, they really don't know what they're doing.
No.
And they seem to not really care. They're just sensitive rich people.
Yeah.
And that's why you have things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, I mean, if you think about it, Nico Harrison, I heard somebody making this point today. I don't remember who it was, but it's like, where is... If this is all falling on Nico, and I'm sure he knows he kind of has to fall on this sword for that trade. But where is ownership in all this?
Oh, he made a statement. Do you want me to pull it up?
Who, Nico?
No, the owner.
The owner.
The owner wrote a statement, and it's weird. Hold on, let me get it.
I heard that. I'm just saying, like, why is no one giving the ownership team crap?
I think they all know that they're absentee landlords. Nico said that when he went to the owner was like, what? Oh, I guess I trust you. I mean, even Nico kind of basically said this was not the owner's idea, and whether or not that's true or not, or he's just falling on the sword for the owner.
But he ran it by the owner, and the owner said okay.
The owner said okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There should be criticism right there.
Yeah.
The owner should have said, wait a minute, what?
Problem is, I think when you're the
owner,
you're
not doing that.
And you don't have any idea what you're doing.
Exactly.
I think that's just what this comes
down to. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why the ownership group, maybe it's because they're just kind of out of sight, out of mind, at least to the rest of the sports world.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not taking as much crap as Nico.
I don't know. I just think in general, most of the time when you get someone that's pissed off, a group of people, you just need one place to focus your energy. And Nico is
the GM's the most frontward facing.
So very rarely does hate get spread out. You focus on one thing.
Pick one.
And that's where everyone's anger goes. And for better or worse, Nico Harrison is the eye of the hurricane.
Well,
they've
been decidedly different since Cuban left.
Yes.
And did you see that Nico was not available for the Anthony Davis introductory press conference?
Really?
Did you read that?
No, I did not.
He was not there.
Where was he?
He might have been there, but he wasn't available to the media.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and this just goes...
That's just going to make it worse.
It's just going to make it worse, because now you're hiding. And then, my God, to have him go down potentially for the entire year, if you're Nico, you're just sitting there with your head in between your legs right now, just breathing into a paper bag, because it's just... You know, they may not make the postseason because they just had their other center go down for a significant period of time with a knee strain. I'm looking at where they're at. I want to say they were like sixth or seventh, right? They're eighth. They're 28-26. I mean, Phoenix isn't any good. San Antonio's not climbing up. Portland's not climbing up. So maybe they're a play-in team, but dude, Dallas is going to be the ninth or 10th seed in the West. And LA right now, I mean, LA doesn't have a center, but I mean, you imagine if LA ends up making a run and they end up going to the finals or the Western Conference finals or whatever, and you're Dallas and you miss the postseason, like you get bounced in the play-in. I mean,
well, I mean, with all the injuries and with Davis's, I mean, he's a question mark. I don't see how they do make, I mean, I don't know. The whole thing's been blown up.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad.
So, yeah. So I don't think they're making the playoff.
Dirk Nowitzki going to, he was in LA for Luka's debut. I mean, it's just,
it's weird.
If you want to talk about Portland mismanaging the Damian Lillard thing, and they certainly did, regardless of whether you thought they should have built around him or moved him out, they butchered that thing. Dude, that looks like, that's a first-class organization, like A-plus compared to whatever the hell Dallas just
did.
Well,
the problem with it is, from Nico Harrison's perspective, is that there is no winning no matter what. No matter if you were right.
Yeah.
Because the scuttlebutt around the league is that the drinking is a real problem. They were tired of him. He was uncoachable. He ran
Carlisle
out of town. He's really, really, really difficult, and they did not want to put, and he's got a big drinking problem, and they said they don't want to give him $350 million, and I can see where they're coming from on that.
Yeah.
So the problem, though, is how do you win at any point, even if you're right? Where does it ever look good for you?
The best way is by getting a really good haul for the guy, which you didn't do.
He didn't do that either.
And that would have been one saving
so
way
if,
to save
if
face.
Luka does not win a title in L.A., it's not like we're going to be blaming Luka's lack of work ethic or hard to coach or his alcohol problems. Nobody's going to be blaming that.
No.
So Nico doesn't win there.
No.
He can't ever go, see, this is why I traded Luka, and this is why you don't pay that guy the Supermax. He's never going to have that moment.
No. And unfortunately, too, the other thing that he's known for is getting rid of Jalen Brunson because he didn't want to extend him. And now Brunson's an all-NBA guy. So it's just, he might need to call up Nike because I think he's going to be out of the NBA real soon. I mean, I don't know how you recover from those two things. And if you're a Mavericks fan, I don't know what to tell you. Cause it's, I'm trying to think of the last time someone that was 23, 24, is Luka 25?
But it's 25 now.
25. When's the last time a team lost its 25-year-old generational five-time all-NBA player? Like, this doesn't happen. Yeah. I think they said the only other players that kind of met that criteria were Tracy McGrady and I think Wilt Chamberlain. So,
do you think Jode and the Blazers would allow people signs that read "sell the team"?
No, no,
because I don't think they would either.
They'll pull them out.
You know, I mean, I see that viewpoint.
Sure,
I mean, I do.
Yeah,
but I also think it's probably better PR to just ignore them.
Well, and there's a difference between taking a sign and kicking people out.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you can just take it.
What if they're wearing it on a shirt? And they can't take the shirt off.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's tough. I mean, I guess then I suppose you can do the, hey, turn it inside out, or, you know, we're going to ask you to leave, you know, but I don't know. Kicking people out of arenas for expressing an opinion. I mean, so then what about booing? Do we start?
Right. Hey, or dropping an F-bomb.
Booing. It's a slippery slope.
Telling
man.
A player they suck.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me that you can sit next to me or you and like offend everyone in the section and have to, and probably not get kicked out.
Yeah.
You're just an obnoxious fan, mm-hmm. and yet you bring a sign that says fire the GM and you're out of there instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's not right.
Again, I think there's a difference between saying, hey man, we appreciate the opinion. Let's give me your sign. And if you don't want to, then you can leave. But the guy gives you a sign, let him sit there and voice his opinion.
Yeah.
Find me a situation where an organization, a company, whatever, right, even an individual, reacted in a very sensitive editing manner and it ended up being a good thing for them. Find me one.
It's just not a thing.
There's not a way to handle it that ever turns out good for you.
Aaron Rodgers, next team, next on The Fan. All right, I have the odds on Aaron Rodgers' next team. It came out over the weekend. Although we were all distracted by the Super Bowl, but
yeah.
The Jets don't want him back.
No. I can't honestly believe that anyone really wants him. I think maybe a team or two might be desperate, but I think that list is going to be few and far between.
I think they are desperate. And, you know, you get a guy of his pedigree, somebody will give him a chance.
Yeah.
There's just no question.
It's just the point of he's not good. He's just not anymore. He's not
good. And he ruffles feathers.
And not only is he not good, but he brings with him a giant cavalcade of ass problems.
He makes the rest of your job difficult as a coach. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but if you don't have a quarterback, wouldn't you?
No,
it's a bit like the Luka thing.
I think you have to weigh it. You have to say, like, is the his experience and, you know, talent that he used to have worth this headache? And for a lot of coaches that have it dialed in and think their team is close, I think that answer is no.
I would not want him because this is my thing. If I am a rebuilding team or a team that's trying to get my footing underneath me, right? See the Raiders or Jackson. I mean, Jacksonville has a quarterback, but I'm just trying to think of places that would need a quarterback, right? I don't want him. That is not a culture builder, nor is he going to, he's what, 40, is he 41?
41, maybe.
So, I mean, my God, he shouldn't be playing now. And at most, I have one more year with him. So why would I bring him in? And if I am a team that is thinks I can win, is that really? Like, I would rather roll the dice on Sam Darnold than I would Aaron Rodgers, because this idea that I have everything in place to win and I'm just lacking a quarterback, and I'm going to bring in a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers who hasn't been good in, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, that's coming off of massive injuries and disappointment, and at times just looked absolutely washed. I don't get that.
Care to guess who the favorite is?
Maybe the Raiders.
The Vegas Raiders, 2-1, followed by the Steelers at 3-1. I mean, Niners, 4-1.
Really?
How about that, Buckley?
That seems odd to me, especially because, I mean, I think they're going to pay Purdy, so I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would do that.
Saints, 6-1, and Seahawks.
Oh my God,
8-1.
I'm surprised the Vikings weren't on that list because they've kind of indicated they're not moving forward with Darnold, and you don't know what you're going to have with McCarthy.
The only one that makes any sense, there's two that make any sense to me. Minnesota, if you're moving on from Darnold, you're not certain McCarthy's ready to go. Minnesota is a proven team that in that system with good quarterback play, you can win 14 games.
They weren't on the list. I mean, they weren't high on the list.
Yeah. That one makes sense to me, and the Steelers, because again, you're a good team. And when I say makes sense, believe me, this is in the loosest terms, because Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers at 41 years old is not taking that crappy ass offense anywhere, but neither is Russell Wilson, neither is Justin Fields. And so I guess see the idea that you bring in Aaron Rodgers and believe that he can get on some HGH and some Tom Brady stuff and try to work some magic, but he still doesn't have a run game, nor does he have anyone to throw the ball to that gives a damn. And I'm sure Pickens and him are going to get along swimmingly, and Mike Tomlin won't put up with any Aaron Rodgers crap.
That's what I was thinking, is that he and Tomlin are going to get together about as well as oil and water.
But the idea that the whole point of bringing in Pete Carroll and Tom Brady is to get some adults in the room and start building a culture in Vegas. And by the way, they won't be competitive for years.
Yeah.
And so bringing in Aaron Rodgers, like, what? And the Niners one is just stupid. I mean, that's just, that may be the dumbest thing. Anyone that thinks that is even a remote possibility is a moron.
Do women talk more than men?
Girl, you something else.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I think.
Are you thinking of something sexist?
I'll bet you that this is going to be a little skewed.
You big jerk. What do you mean?
Well, the idea is that women won't shut up.
He's already calling fake news on your study.
I'm going fake news. I'll bet you men talk more than women.
Okay.
Hasn't even heard the result yet, and he doesn't believe it.
Well, we'll have the answer for you next in the club on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours.
Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.